On March 11th, 2020, the National Basketball Association suspended its season after learning of the first player to test positive for COVID-19. By July 30th, the league was back up and running, but this time around, they were all playing and living in a bubble. The NBA is spending north of $150 million to create and maintain the isolated microeconomy at Disney World for the duration of the season. Every day, everyone in the bubble gets a COVID test and room and board. The league kind of had to finish out the season because it's under a billion-dollar contract with its television broadcast partners. Had the league called off the season, ESPN and TNT likely would have sought a refund. Even without revenue from ticket sales and in-game spending, which accounts for about 40% of what the NBA makes each season, the bubble would be worth the price, as long as no one gets sick. And for now, that remains the case.